And I got a great question yesterday from a youth minister. She said, how do I deal with these parents who essentially say, I don't want to make my kid come to a youth activity because I'm afraid that that could turn them off toward religion? You know, that's a variant of the old, if I make him go to Mass, will he end up hating God? I got to thinking about this, and of course that particular fear, that rationale, is dominant among a lot of parents today. It's been foisted upon them directly by the experts and indirectly by a lot of experts' theories. Let me illustrate what I mean. One of the arguments, a very prominent argument, against giving a child an essay or making them write sentences for a discipline consequence is that you will turn them off toward writing. Writing is something they're supposed to like, something they're supposed to want. You don't want to use essay. You don't want to use writing. Don't use mathematics. You're punishing them with mathematics. I have read where you do not send a child to her room for punishment. Rooms are private places. They are associated with good feelings. If you send a child, particularly a little one, to a bedroom or a bed, well, then you're going to breed confusing, conflictual feelings regarding a bedroom, regarding a bed. You don't want to do that, so don't do that. Don't send a kid to his room. You certainly can't spank a bottom, because spanking is a form of aggression, and that will teach children to be more aggressive as they get older, so you can't spank. I also heard a very high-profile radio host say, do not take back part or all of a child's allowance. Why? Well, because you're going back on your gift, on your pledge, on your promise. So, because of that, you don't find a child a dollar. I have read many places, especially among child development people, where they say don't put a child in a corner. Don't sit them in a chair. It's humiliating. It's isolating. It's neglectful. It's demeaning. And the more I read of this stuff, the more I realize as a parent I can't discipline. Why? Well, because anything I do is going to turn the child off at some point towards some consequence. Turn them off toward writing, turn them off towards a room, turn them off towards corners, turn them off towards banking, turn them off towards being fined. I certainly don't want to give them extra chores because that'll turn them off towards doing chores. You see the point? You see how ridiculous this is when you carry it out to its logical extreme? You can do nothing. Sit and just basically say, well, I wish you wouldn't do that, but if you want to, there's not a whole lot I can do about it because I don't want to take a chance on turning you off towards pretty much anything. I'm sitting in a chair right now. I got sat in a chair when I was a little kid, I don't know, kind of like 1.5 million times. For discipline, sometimes facing a corner, sometimes on a couch, sometimes on a steps. Either way, the posture was the same. My legs were folded. I looked like I was sitting. I like to sit. Really, I like sitting in this chair. I wouldn't want to do this show standing up. I'd like to do it in a chair. When I go to church, I like sitting on the pew, really. I'm not mad at God because I had to sit 1.5 million times when I was a kid, and now I have to sit in a pew, and it reminds me of all those bad experiences, and it's deeply wired into my psyche by a classical conditioning process, and now I'm just turned off towards any kind of sitting posture, and by extension, I'm turned off towards church because I had to sit. Consequences are useful in the context with which they are implied. If I make you sit in a corner, I'm hoping you don't want to sit in the corner. That's why it has its deterrent effect. But at other times, if I'm painting a corner, I don't have any bad feelings toward a corner. If I'm looking at the corners in my house, they're nice corners. I have no ill will towards those corners. If I get fined $1, $5, or your basic traffic ticket, $784. I don't hate money. Doesn't make me not want money. doesn't make me feel that the officer or the state is really not being honest with me, because I earned that money and they're taking it from me. It's all contextual. Nevertheless, it does paralyze some parents. They worry and wonder. Indeed, I was chastened rather vigorously at a workshop I gave once because I advised writing as a possible consequence. And afterwards, a colleague, a psychologist, came up and said, I could never do that, and I wish you wouldn't do it, and I don't want you to do it, and I don't agree with it. And I said, well, write me a letter telling me why you don't like it. My producer, Andrew, says, was I ever on the radio as a kid? Yes, I was, Andrew. I was. We used to have one of those big old radios, and my parents would make me sit on it for punishment. So you see, because of that, my ill will towards the radio has roots that go very deep in my childhood.